Welcome to another exciting episode of my podcast, where we unlock the secrets and dive deep into what it takes to truly become an exceptional leader. I'm your host, Big Dave, and today we have episode number 2, building a culture of, heck yeah, we can do this. Let's get down to business. Building a killer company culture isn't about beanbag chairs and ping pong tables in a break room. It's about creating an environment where every team member feels valued, empowered, and motivated to do their best work. So how do you do that? How do you unlock the power of a killer company culture? Well, it all starts with leadership. As a leader, it's your job to set the tone, establish clear values, and lead by example. That means practicing open communication, fostering a sense of belonging, and showing appreciation for your team's contributions. Don't forget, in today's world, emotional intelligence is very necessary. Learn to seek to understand before being understood. And generational gaps can cause a real problem. If you keep your emotions in check, you'll be all good. But hey, we're not stopping there. We're also diving right into some killer strategies too. Now let's talk about how to turn your workplace into a hotbed of innovation. Because let's face it, folks, innovation isn't just a buzzword, it's the lifeblood of any successful organization. Here's strategy number 1, encourage creativity and experimentation. Give your team the freedom to explore new ideas, take risks, and learn from failure. Remember, innovation thrives in an environment where people feel safe to think outside the box. But also, don't forget, accountability still exists. You can have accountability and innovation all at the same time. Strategy number 2, foster collaboration and cross-pollination. Break down the silos, encourage interdisciplinary work, and create opportunities for different departments to share ideas and insights. You never know where the next big idea or breakthrough is going to come from. Strategy number 3, celebrate diversity and inclusion. I look at it this way. You don't have to agree with everybody. You don't have to be on the same page, but you got to respect everyone. Embrace the unique perspectives and backgrounds of your team members and create a culture where everyone feels welcome and respected. Studies show that diverse teams are more innovative and creative, so don't underestimate the power of diversity. And finally, strategy number 4. This is so important. Lead with purpose and passion. Inspire your team by articulating a compelling vision, aligning goals and values, and demonstrating genuine enthusiasm for your work. Pay attention to that. You actually are enjoying your work. And when your team sees this and sees that you're invested in the mission, they'll be inspired and go above and beyond to make it a reality. All right, full of great information, and that's a wrap for episode number 2, building a culture of, heck yeah, we can do this. Remember, unlocking the power of a killer company culture and fostering innovation isn't just about following a checklist. It's about embodying the values and principles of great leadership every single day. So go forth, my friends, and lead with courage, compassion, and creativity. And don't forget to tune in next time for more secret tips of leadership that'll take your skills to the next level. Until then, keep leading with purpose and passion. This is Big Dave signing off. Catch you on the flip side.